Silver Bullet has been around for about 4 years, and we've had basically we replace the use of chemicals in treating water in a variety of circumstances. Our first commercial effort was in treating the water on cooling towers in commercial buildings, hospitals, hotels, office buildings, and using a device that a patented device that was invented by a Denver building engineer who was tired of spilling chemicals on himself. He went home at night and invented in his bathtub this a device that replaces the use of toxic chemicals in treating water. In cooling towers, we provide a complete biocide, scale control, and corrosion control, and also end up saving a fair amount of water. And over, we're on a few hundred buildings around the U.S., and the same core technology we have found over the past several months is a tremendous biocide on livestock operations of all kinds, but in particular provides a great solution for dairy producers.
All right, talk about the core principle behind this.
So at the heart of the device really is a processor that takes ambient air, whatever air happens to be around, and runs it through a processor that breaks an oxygen molecule down from an O2 molecule to a couple of O1s, and that resulting gas is then injected into water on a dairy farm. It's injected usually at the wellhead, and when it hits the water, it produces hydrogen peroxide in a few parts per million, and that hydrogen peroxide is a tasteless, odorless, natural, very strong biocide.
Now, how big of a unit would be required? I guess it depends upon the per size of operation, but what are we looking at? Is this a massive unit? Are we talking the size of a semi or a furnace or what?
It's roughly the size of a 2 or 3 drawer file cabinet, and it's or a large fuse box. It's really designed to be to fit many different places on a farm. So we usually go in at the wellhead, and there's always plenty of room. It installs in a couple of hours, and what we've also tried to make it easy, not just on installation but also on payment. We rent the units, so you're not talking about a large capital expenditure. You're talking about just having money come out of your operating expenses.
What's all involved in the installation? What do they need? Electricity needed there, or whatever? Obviously, the water system.
You need electricity. Just a standard household kind of plug would do it. And you need to find some place in the water line where you can just put a valve in to let us access that water line. It really only takes a couple of hours at the most.
Now, you've got a couple of these installed on some dairy farms. What kind of results are you seeing?
So we're installed on dairy farms in Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Ohio, and I believe Arizona, actually. So the results are terrific. We did a study, or we actually had Colorado State University did a study and looked at our results, and they found a few things. One, we're getting tremendous bacteria kill. If you go out to the water troughs before we are installed, you'll have bacteria counts of E. coli and Listeria and other of the bad bacteria that are really quite often too high to count. And then after our system's been in place for a couple of hours, you get bacteria counts that would let you and me have a drink of water out of that trough. And the farmers are reporting that cows are drinking more water and thereby also increasing their dry matter intake. And they're also seeing overall productivity go up, milk proteins go up, the fats going up, and somatic cell counts going down.
What about in the hot weather? Do you see the bacteria reintroduced and rebuilding again in a water trough in a short amount of time?
So because we provide a constant stream of treatment, as that water is replenished in the trough, it's continually being treated by us. And there's also, to the extent it sits in the trough before a cow drinks out of it, there is a residual biocide effect. And that also helps eliminate the cross-contamination you get from one cow sticking her face in the water and then another cow coming along and drinking that water.
Does cold weather affect it?
No, it works. Works great in hot weather, cold weather, year round.
What type of price are you talking about here?
So it varies by the size of the farm and the number of basically by the number of gallons that a cow that a farm is using in a given day is how we measure it. But you're talking about a few hundred bucks a month.
Okay. And you know, just what you see in quality alone is worth the difference.
That's what farmers tell us, because you're obviously increasing the amount of product, you're increasing the quality of the product, and you're increasing your herd health.
I would gather that if you're introducing fewer bad bacteria into a rumen, it's really going to help in digestibility all the way along as well, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what farmers tell us. I mean, it comes back to this idea that the higher quality of the ingredients, the happier the animal's going to be, and the better she's going to do at producing.
Now, if people would like more information on the Silver Bullet, how do they go about it?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, which is silverbulletcorp.com, and there you can find more information about the product, and also send us an email, and we'll be happy to get out there and visit with you and put our device on your farm.
And how long does it take if they say, yes, I would like this, how long before they could actually have a unit up and running?
They could have one up and running in a week to 2 weeks.
Okay. And do you have dealers, or just you're dealing it strictly yourself?
We have a mix. We do plenty of direct sales, but we also have a dealer network that we're establishing in many states.